Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better.
Even marketing.
This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing.
And make your business sizzle. Can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing, online marketing, social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business?
Hey, peeps. So today is Christmas Eve. If you're listening to it today, Merry Christmas, Happy Kwanzaa. Festivus was yesterday, Hanukkah was a little while ago. Whatever you celebrate, I hope you're having a great time or had a great time, depending on when you listen to this. So today I want to talk about, before we get into the end of the year, now is a great time to kind of organize and clean up, get your taxes ready, get your books done, all of that kind of stuff. It's use this time as best as you possibly can to get yourself organized so you can hit the ground running January 1st or January 2nd. Probably a better way of doing it. Anyways, I want to give you five of my favorite time-saving hacks to be more productive in the new year. So my first little piece of advice for you is start with your email. That's number one. Now, I don't know about you, but I know my wife has somewhere between 4,000 and 8,000 emails in her inbox, and most of them are spam, junk, and all that stuff. But that becomes such a huge time suck, because email is generally somebody else's problem getting in your to-do list. So here's the thing you have to do. You have to go through and clean out your email. Now, I personally make a point every Sunday or Sunday night to go in and clean out my inbox, get every single one of my 10 email accounts down to about 10, maybe to-do lists in there. So there's maybe something I have to look at over the next few days, and I'll keep them in the inbox. But the rest of the stuff is either trashed or filed, or acted upon. So maybe there was something I forgot to do, like contact somebody. I will send out an email that night, and I will delete it. So it's up to the next person. It puts it in their court, not mine. So start off by cleaning out your email at least once a week, if not more often. As you get them in, if you delete them, it becomes much less of a hassle as time goes on. So the second tip is, make a daily to-do list. Now, I don't know if you've ever listened to the book, The One Thing, by Gary Keller. I strongly suggest you do. I just listened to that a little while ago. Or you could read it, obviously. I'm an audiobook person. But he talks about, if you want to accomplish things, he lays out an entire plan. But I think it all starts with a daily to-do list. Now, I am old-fashioned. I have paper on my desk. I have these little, you know, 5-inch by 8-inch notepads or whatever they are, and I fill them out. I have a handful of them. So I've got client projects on one, stuff I got to get done, notes I take during calls, and then I'll usually transfer that over to Evernote or something along that lines if I need to keep it. So I try to get organized, but paper just makes it a lot faster to jot things down rather than trying to type. That's just me. But I make a to-do list every single night. I actually have in my calendar at 9 p.m. a reminder to make a to-do list. So I scratch off the things that have been accomplished, and I try to organize my day for the next day ahead of time. So try to get yourself organized and ready to kick the day off. The worst thing you want to do is start off first thing in the morning with, what am I going to accomplish today? You should know based on what you did yesterday and what you need to get done tomorrow ahead of time. So get that down in writing. I don't care if it's online. I don't care if it's in paper. Whatever works for you. Get yourself organized. The third tip that I have for you, which is incredibly important, is schedule everything. And what I mean by schedule everything is use your calendar. Now, I use Mac Calendar. And I'm sure some of you use Google Calendar or another one, whatever it is, but make sure everything is scheduled. And that means I schedule walking the dog every day. I schedule all my meetings, my phone calls. I make sure that time is blocked off So if I'm going to do some writing, that's in the calendar. If I'm going to do some work for myself, that's in the calendar. If I've got client work, that's in the calendar. If I've got phone calls, everything is there. And everything then gets blocked off, and I get reminders on my phone, on my watch, on my desktop. No matter where I'm at, I know what's coming up, what's going on, and I keep myself organized that way. Now, one of my favorite tools that you can check out is Acuity Scheduling. Go to brianloves.info/acuity. It's only about $20 a month, but what it allows people to do is go into your calendar and book time. But if you have things blocked off, it reads that and says, you can't book this time, here's an open slot. So it stops you from having to play, how does this time work for you? I don't know. No, I can't do that time. How about this time? It stops the email chain. You send them a link, they book it in the calendar, and there it goes. And the reason I love Acuity is because it integrates with Zoom, which I'm using for online meetings. It also integrates with PayPal. So if somebody's going to pay me for my time, it makes them pay first and then books the meeting and then puts in the Zoom. So I have different types of meetings in there, and it makes it a heck of a lot easier to schedule out client projects or even paid coaching calls. The fourth thing is be consistent. So every single day in the morning, I do a quote of the day. Every night around 5 o'clock, I do a caption contest. These are in Facebook. Every single week, I've got theme days. And these theme days are Monday is Marketing Monday, Tuesday is Training Tuesday, Wednesday is Working Wednesday, Thursday, Togetherness Thursday, and Friday is Flexible Friday. So every Monday I do my marketing, like this podcast, and maybe some other things like my flash brief, and I work on my own projects. And then every Tuesday I book most of my coaching calls and training sessions that day. That's when I talk to my coach. Wednesday, I set that day aside as much as I possibly can to work on client projects or to work on getting new business. Then Thursday is when I network. So I'll go out and meet people and get out into the world and get out of my desk chair once in a while. And then Friday's flexible. In the winter, I might work a little bit more. In the summertime, maybe I go golfing, whatever it is. But I set that time aside, so I theme out what's going on. So I'm consistent every single week. That's how I've been able to do 426 of these podcasts. And I'm starting to do flash briefings once a day. That's all because of the consistency that I've built up in my business. The fifth tip is you should do a quarterly review. So what you want to do is you want to go look at your QuickBooks, see what's working, see what's not. Figure out, is my marketing working? Do I need to maybe add something or delete something? Maybe I need to set up a time where I can do email blasts, or maybe it's social media posts, or whatever it is that's going to get your information out into the hands of people that want to do business with you. So you have to get some kind of sense of what's working and what's not. So I suggest that every quarter, so January 1st is a great time to start, then April, then July, then October, each one of those times you should be reviewing what's happening in your business and start to readjust the plan based on what's working and what's not. So if all of this sounds a little complex, take it in small bite-sized chunks. And I want to offer you guys something as a special Christmas bonus, and this is good through the end of the year, through December 31st. I want to offer you my productivity bundle for half off. So here's what you do. You go to baconcoach.com/time. When you go to that URL, it will take you to the productivity bundle. When you check out, use the coupon code half off. That's good for the rest of the year. This is a combination of worksheets and videos that's going to teach you how to organize your time better. If it helps you save only 1 hour a week, it'll pay for itself in the first week. I guarantee it. Now, I don't just talk the talk, I walk the walk. I use time savings this year to be able to create a great new program. It's called the Perfect Sales Strategy. Go to perfectsalesstrategy.com, where you'll learn about different software tools that I've found and how they can help you be more productive.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.